Schumer, "We want to take tariff authority from Trump. We allowed Biden to have because Trump's going so overboard." By Ian Hanchett on April 8, 2025. On Tuesday's broadcast of CNN's The Source, Senate Minority Leader Senator Chuck Schumer, DNY, responded to a question on whether Democrats should have reclaimed congressional power on tariffs when they were in the majority during the Biden administration by stating that Congress has always had the power to deal with tariffs. And we've always had these fights in the past on some of the tariff issues as well. But now that Trump is going so overboard, Congress has every legal authority to take those powers back, and that's what we aim to do. Host Brianna Kyler asked, on the tariff issue, "You've been in the Senate for more than a quarter century. And, in that time, Congress has been really willing to delegate tariff power to the president. Should Democrats have reclaimed that power when they had last, the majority? You saw what Trump did in his first term with tariffs." Schumer responded, "Well, yeah, but we were able to beat back a lot of what Trump did on tariffs. And nothing is as extensive as this is, over 180 countries affected. Hey, this has been so carelessly done that they're even taxing, they're putting tariffs on penguins. There are two islands near Australia." Kyler then cut in to ask, "I hear what you're saying. The tariffs are extraordinary now compared to what they were in his first term. But what he did in his first term was also pretty extraordinary. Should Democrats have protected against this?" Schumer responded, "Congress has always had the power to deal with tariffs. And we've always had these fights in the past on some of the tariff issues as well. But now that Trump is going so overboard, Congress has every legal authority to take those powers back, and that's what we aim to do. And we hope our colleagues in the Republican Party, knowing how bad this is, instead of just trembling in their boots because they're afraid of Trump, join with us and side with the American people." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.